This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Nintendo is having a rough morning, announcing that its operating profit fell 6.9% for the third quarter. The game maker already expects a net loss for the year. You could say Nintendo's facing an identity crisis. For 30 years, it's made games you can only play on Nintendo hardware. So does it have to change to survive? Kate Davidson reports.
Every good identity crisis needs a foil. You know, that character who highlights your own weakness? Hamlet had Laertes, and Nintendo has...
the smartphone, because anyone who's carrying a smartphone is carrying a mobile gaming device.
Jeff Ryan wrote the book, well, a book on Nintendo. He says its market has been eaten away by phones and tablets where casual gamers get tons of games free. Nintendo fans buy a dedicated console that only plays Nintendo games. So will a company make its games available on other platforms? Analyst Michael Pachter is dubious.
I don't think there's a chance that they'll do that. They should, but I don't think that they have any intention of it.
Nintendo is making a strategy announcement this week. Jeff Ryan thinks they may try to play nice with other people's software, but not how you think.
People are trying to invite Nintendo to their party, but instead Nintendo is going to invite the other people to Nintendo's party.
He thinks they'll increase the range of games you can play on Nintendo consoles. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.